I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois lawmakers say they're ready to move ahead with a major road construction program. Brian Mackey reports it would mean tax and fee increases on gasoline, license plates, and driver's licenses.
It's been a decade since Illinois had what's known as a capital plan. State Senator Martin Sandoval, a Democrat from Chicago, says it's overdue.
Capital bills in Springfield are like the second coming of the cicadas. You know, it's every 10 years. And that's not the way to go in regards to funding our infrastructure.
This plan is supposed to end the boom and bust cycle by tapping a stream of money that should be there year after year. It comes primarily from more than doubling the gas tax from its current 19 cents a gallon up to 44 cents a gallon. Fees for driver's licenses and license plates would go way up too, and all of it would be indexed to inflation, so it would likely continue to rise over time. I'm Brian Mackey.
A measure to legalize cannabis has some support from an Illinois Republican who's been important in negotiations. State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington does not support how the current proposal handles expungement of criminal records for drug possession. He also questions how the state will spend the new tax money. He says Governor J.B. Pritzker may have to pass the measure without Republican support.
But there should be a more moderate approach here that embraces some of those ideas that Republicans have put forward, and we just don't see it in the bill. So I think the governor has to choose.
Deputy Governor Christian Mitchell says the proposal includes concessions to Republican lawmakers, but the governor's office is open to negotiations. The U.S. Small Business Administration approved a disaster declaration for parts of northern Illinois affected by flooding earlier this year. The designation will allow homeowners, renters, and businesses to receive low-interest, long-term loans to help repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate. The declaration stems from the March flooding along the Rock and Pecatonica rivers. It applies to Winnebago, Stevenson, Joe Davis, Carroll, and Ogle counties in Illinois and two counties in Wisconsin. A disaster loan outreach center will open Friday at Highland Community College in Freeport. SBA representatives will be available to provide additional information. A recent assessment found the flooding caused more than $1 million in residential and commercial losses in Stevenson County. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The city of Carbondale joined with other dignitaries in welcoming a new business to town. WSIU's Benji Jeffords was there.
The Centene Corporation opened their newest service center under their Illini Care Health in Carbondale Wednesday. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined the executives to cut the ribbon and officially open the new facility. The 80,000-square-foot facility is located in the old Kay's Merchandise Building. Illini Care Health offers managed care health plans through the health insurance marketplace, Medicare, and Medicaid. Illini Care Health CEO Leslie Naiman says the corporation chose this location because they saw an opportunity to invest in the community.
To further economic advancement in southern Illinois by bringing jobs to its residents and specifically to create opportunities for young people to enter the workforce and therefore remain in the region.
Chairman and CEO of the Centene Corporation, Michael Nydorf, says when the company sees growth, they use a local approach for expanding.
We believe the employees should be in the states, in the markets we're serving, and be indigenous to that state.
Nydorf also had an announcement for the audience and the region.
We're going to add 350 additional jobs to this facility.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And Governor Pritzker also cut a ribbon on Marion's Halfway Road project and toured the Pepsi Mid-America facility on his economic development tour of southern Illinois. I'm Jennifer Fuller.